Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And welcome back. We've reached the second hour. Thanks for being here, and a lot to do, including a couple of really fun guests in the next few minutes. Let's get to you some headlines here. And how about this one from Athens, Georgia? There has been a coup de dog.
A passing of the collar.
Boom is taking over from UGA 11. Here's a quote from the handler. This young one is a handful. He's eaten every toy that we've presented, and I came home today and he'd eaten a hole right in the middle of his blanket. Working on him to kind of calm down a little bit. Well, you should quit teasing him with that Nick Saban bobblehead. I mean, how about some gravy train, man? Come on. That's not how you raise a dog.
No.
Anyway, have you seen this story? Ranking the top 10 quarterbacks coming into the season, highest SEC QB is Jaden Daniels from LSU. He's number 9. Is there something wrong with this list? Caleb's up there. Obviously some pretty well established. Oh, hold on a second. Number 4. He's an SEC quarterback, isn't he? Bo Nix? He was. But he wasn't good enough for the SEC. So he left and improved his stock. Figure that one out. What if Bo Nix? First of all, is Bo Nix on his 9th year right now of eligibility?
How old is he?
About 30? I mean, Bo, you only get one free COVID year. I mean, Bo's, I mean, seriously, how many years has he played? Isn't this his 6th year? He played at least three. Did he play 3 or 4 at Auburn? This is his 5th year. Okay, I apologize. Doesn't it seem like Bo's been here for...
So
he started the 2019 season, 20, 21. Yeah, okay. Sorry, Bo. Just seemed like you've been around a long time.
Still going nowhere.
Bo's going to win the Heisman. I mean, it's just, and Auburn will claim it. Anyway, he is still 2 years younger than Stetson Bennett, the 14th. Let's get your phone calls, and you can give us a ring at 855-242-7285. And Ricky is in Mississippi. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? I don't know that you really want to talk about gravy train to the Bulldogs. You know, people are they getting this food now where you're putting the refrigerator next to your food. That's what they're going to be feeding.
Oh, no. Ricky, I can assure you that at our house – we have a rescue dog, and I hope my wife's not paying attention right now. But
watch it.
There is no doubt that she spends more money on the dog's food than on my food.
But now you got to look at Georgia. This is Georgia we're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't they pay? Don't they have a recruitment? Ledger or whatever. Don't they pay the most for recruiting trips and everything?
Yeah. Did the old UGA get fired or just like put out the pasture?
I don't know. But I was calling.
Okay, so UGA 11 was not well.
Yeah. Okay. It was
UGA
10. Okay.
This is UGA 11. I vaguely remember now. Again, I've been doing this so long. I remember the last changing of the guard. Yeah, okay. It was actually 8 years ago. when you see dogs every weekend, you just forget.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I've met Bully a couple of times, Ricky. I like Bully.
Yeah, Bully is more of American. I think it's an American Bulldog.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. So, but anyway, the guy that called about Roman Harper, man, I thought he'd done a great job. That's his first time, right?
Oh no! Listen, Roman. Roman's incredible. We wouldn't expect anything less.
You know,
from
you
Roman.
Ain't gonna throw no anybody up there to do the show, and the guy that talked about Alabama, he really a lot of his guests were former Panther players, and he had a Georgia caller talking about Alabama, I guess. But I thought he'd done a great job, and as far as Dwayne goes, by him being I would think that he was a Saints fan, and being from New Orleans, he's really got that New Orleans accent, and I'm quite sure he's a Saints fan. Does he not realize that Roman Harper helped win him a Super Bowl? Come on now.
Ricky, I don't think Dwayne realizes anything.
You might be right.
He's got what we call issues.
Yeah, that's correct. But now, do you think on the decimeter, who was the loudest, him or Jeff from Ohio?
Oh, I think Jeff.
Wow.
You think Dwayne?
You have to turn the knobs down on him, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff sounds like a jackhammer.
Well, yeah, Paul.
I mean, at least Dwayne is I mean, I think the South Louisiana accent gives him a little character.
Well, yeah, he does. I like Dwayne myself, but Jeff, and he is construction. Maybe he been around a lot of jackhammers for a long time.
You go outside on a beautiful spring morning and you're listening to some music or reading a book, and all of a sudden, boom! I mean, there's Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, just like right next door.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking, though. I know, but now I like what you said about, I told you once before that, Mississippi State fans, we try to be more realistic, and we just happy to see what Zach Arnett gonna put out there. You know, I just don't have no high expectations. You know, no, I guess over the top expectations. I was hoping at least, maybe 7-5, maybe, because we going over a new. And as long as we beat, I think we have a pretty good record against Texas A&M, but they may be moving up. So I like Arkansas, but I'm just wondering about the defense. But I like KJ Jefferson is probably the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC. But now, where does Will Rogers rank in that thing you was talking about a while ago?
Yeah, they were just ranking the top 10, but I would think Will would rank reasonably high. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Les is up next in Alabama. Hey, Les, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. Brother, I've been following you since your early days at the Post-Herald, and you've never been shy about giving your opinion. There's a couple of subjects I want to ask you about. One of them is, there's a lot of talk about Texas and Oklahoma coming into the league next year. Aside from football, which a lot of people don't think that Texas and OU are ready for, and all the other sports, would you agree that it's supposed to get a whole lot tougher?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Texas, we saw their basketball program. What did they make, the Elite Eight this year? Baseball, College World Series last year, I'm pretty sure. Weren't they in the College World Series? Yeah. Texas is and Oklahoma has, I think, the best women's softball team in the country. Gymnastics,
that's right.
From everything other than football, it's going to be fantastic, including football.
Well, Paul, there's another subject that's really controversial right now, and you've never been bashful about speaking your mind about anything, and it's coming to the SEC soon, and we're just not going to be able to dance around this very much longer, and it's biological men competing in women's sports. And I was wondering, what you thought about that. Do you agree with it? How do you feel about it?
You know, you've raised a great issue, and it is a very heated debate. I mean, there is no in between. No, you don't ask somebody and they say, "Well, you know, I really haven't thought about it." What I'm most interested in, beside from where I come from, doesn't really matter. I think it's going to be very important to understand what the governing bodies are going to do when the situation presents itself, which it will, as you said. Thank you very, very much for the call. We head to the break, and we'll talk to Mike Griffith, who has an opinion on everything, especially Georgia football, right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. We'll talk to Mike Griffith in the next hour. Pete Thamel coming up. Let's continue with Wesley in Alabama. Hello, Wesley.
Hello, Paul Feinbaum.
Hey, go right ahead, Wesley.
All right, I want to talk about some Alabama roster. So with Brandon Miller coming this year and now leaving, what do you think the talent drop-off is from this year to next year?
Well, it's not only Brandon Miller, and we don't know yet because one or two players, I think, are testing the waters. But it could be a serious wipeout from the current roster, from the current team that played a month ago.
Yeah, and also I've never heard anybody talk about this. The question I want to ask was, what do you think of the talent comparison from, say, Brandon Miller to Jabari Smith? Who would you say was the better between those two?
I think Brandon Miller was really one of the more unique players I've ever seen. So I would side with him. Thanks for the coming. I mean, they're two different kind of players, so. Robert is up next. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Paul.
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. This has been on my mind for a while. Since Bill O'Brien decided to leave. I know it's not football season, but since Bill O'Brien decided to leave Alabama for, I don't know, to go back to New England, when you had to go out and find an offensive coordinator, not knowing who your quarterback was going to be, whether it's Milroe or Ty Simpson, I mean, they're two different style quarterbacks. So you go out and find a offensive coordinator to fit your quarterback, or I mean, when O'Brien came in, he knew
Robert, I mean, I think ultimately if you're in college football, you can't, this isn't situational football like the NFL where you know who your quarterback is. So I think Saban just had to hire the person he felt most comfortable with, and and figure out where it goes. I mean, and by the way, there's no guarantee either one of these guys is going to be the long-term answer.
That's true. But at the same time, O'Brien came in knowing that he had Bryce Young for 2 years. So he knew what kind of offense was going to run.
It was pretty simple.
But now you have to go out and find an offensive coordinator to come in and not know if it's going to be Milroe.
What's contradictory, though, Robert, is he found a guy that seems to fit a philosophy that Saban wants to go back to. But I think that's why this is so mysterious. I will tell you, I don't know anything more today than I did when practice started, I'm not calling anyone out, but I expect more from the media in Alabama to dig up something more than what we've heard, don't you? I mean, Nick Saban's not going to tell you anything, but your job as a reporter, go find out what's happening. It's not that hard.
Yeah, well, it is. I don't know. You say it's not hard, but
it is. Robert, I'm going to tell you
it
is not that difficult. Now, the difficulty is this. It's whether you're willing to report what you found out. If you cover Alabama as a beat, you ought to have a pretty good sense of everything that's going on there. Now, the concern you probably have to deal with, though, is are you afraid? Who is your obligation? Who are you obligated to who is your loyalty to? Is it to your readers? Is it to your viewers? Or is it to the head coach there who you don't work for? That should not be a difficult question, but obviously it is a difficult question in the modern world that we all live in. Johnny B. is up next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I never thought that I'd see the day with three NFL, top picks would be quarterbacks from the NFL. But I wanted to throw something about Bryce out there. Under the O'Brien system, I don't think, had we had a good line, he would have had that opportunity to showcase that when everything's breaking down, he can scramble. He can make any throw from any angle. You know, he idolized Aaron Rodgers, and if you notice, a lot of times the footwork and the throws are similar. But I think that breakdown on the team actually helped Bryce going into the NFL to prove that, it's not a pocket quarterback thing anymore. It is about rolling out. And he also takes care of himself. And I was just, what do you think about that?
I think you're right. Listen, I think I would rather watch Bryce Young with a perfect system because it just shows how great he is. But I thought – In games when it mattered last year to bring Alabama back against Texas, the year before against Auburn, even in the LSU game and in other games, I mean I thought he had a really really fine year. I mean of course you're going to make some mistakes. I mean he made a mistake early in the LSU game when he misfired, but he was on the run. I'm most glad that Bryce Young got out of last season with only that one injury because my concern was that he was going to get killed.
I agree. That was a freak play. He was really just trying to get out of bounds and then took that awkward fall. But I look forward to him going, and I think he could be, out of everybody I've seen, I think he is the definite franchise pick. And everything, when you've interviewed him, the way he speaks and the way he carries himself, he wouldn't embarrass the team, and I think he's got great work ethic. I look forward to watching him.
Thank you. Yeah, I think both the top quarterbacks do, but I think, again, never try to think like an NFL club thinks, but it's hard for me to believe that they would have traded away what they traded away for C.J. Stroud. It's just he's not the wow guy. Bryce Young is. Rick is in Atlanta. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Mr. Paul, I want to talk about LSU.
Okay.
You think they'll come back this year? This is Rick Dyer, by the way.
Hey, Rick.
You think they'll win the championship next year, sir?
Rick, I am really not qualified to know the rosters of what next year's teams are going to look like in basketball. So I think they'll be one of the favorites, but –
Oh, yeah. They only lost a couple of players now, Mr.
Oh,
Paul.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're in great shape, but I think, yeah, I mean, I think there's a
couple. You've got an opinion. Who do you think? You've got
I don't know. I mean, I would love to tell you. I follow the sport well enough to know who everybody's got coming. I know Connecticut's got what would be arguably the best player in the country coming back.
Yeah, UConn's
you've got Caitlin Clark coming back at Iowa, but I'm.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't go with Iowa. I'm sorry.
I
saw what they were made of in the championship game.
They'll get put out in the first round. You wait and see if they make it that far.
South Carolina's got a little bit of a turnaround. I mean they've got the players.
How about Tennessee?
I've got to see it to believe it.
Yeah. I just don't think I don't know. They just don't have the players they did when Summit was there.
No, they don't. I mean, they're good, but they're a long way from hanging eight banners. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Neil is in Texas. So hello, Neil.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey there.
Hey, I've been following you for the past 10 years. Finally get a chance to talk on the show. So I got a couple of questions for Florida Gators.
You bet.
I know we've seen Anthony Richardson's chaos in the draft and then the season that's going to be upcoming with Grant Merce, the quarterback. So how do you feel how the transition between Richardson to the new quarterback and how many games do you think we can win?
Neil, I'd have to be convinced that Grant Merce is going to be different than what he's been for the last couple of years. And he has not been anything spectacular in a much slower and easier league to play in. And I know the top of the Big Ten is very good, but you know, once you get past the first four or five schools, it doesn't compare to the SEC. And that's where I would be concerned about what he's going to deal with every week against South Carolina and Kentucky and Tennessee and Georgia. They got Arkansas on the schedule this year. They go to Utah. I'm not overly optimistic.
I feel the same way, and I think let's see what Billy got under his bag of next year with recruiting, but I don't think Mertz is the answer for Florida, especially after Richardson, because it's both a different style of quarterback.
Well said. Thank you very much. AC is up north of the border. Hello, AC.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fine Bob. Welcome back. How are you feeling, sir?
Feel great.
Absolutely. Auburn Tigers. Such a big deal to have Hugh Freeze. It's not a big deal. They are the losers. They go anywhere. There should not be a single hype for the Auburn Tigers. Tennessee Volunteers, they're going to do much better than them. Georgia's going to do way better than them. Alabama's going to do way better than them. All the bottom tiers, losers like LSU Tigers, they're going to do much better than them. So what's the big hype about Tigers? Let me tell you what should be the biggest hype, Mr. Feinbaum, that I love you. I love you every single day, every single minute, every single second. I'll pray for you every single minute, every single second. I want you to pray for me, and I'm going to call the station. I'm going to light everything up. I'm all the hype, brother. Feinbaum, you God willing, tomorrow, I love you as always. I feel like I want to give you a hug right now. Aloha. Holla.
Oh. AC's
lost his mind.
AC's got that feeling, doesn't he? We will come back. We invite you to join us in just a moment at 855-242-7285. You don't have to love the show as much as he did, but we will take your calls anyway.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back here on a Tuesday afternoon. We are rolling along. Next hour, Pete Thamel will join us. We also have Mike Griff on Georgia. We haven't had a chance to talk to Griff for a while, so it's always interesting to settle in on what Griff's expectations are of the SEC. Back to the calls we go. And if you want to get in, you can actually get in right now at 855-242-7285. I probably shouldn't have said that, Randy. AC will call back again and tell me how much he loves me. Lee is up next in Alabama. Lee, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Lee, we are doing well. Thank you.
I'm upset because Auburn is putting a lot of value on a portal. Get the starting lineup. All they're going to get is rejected from another team. Speedway couldn't make it there where they are.
Okay, Lee, let me ask you this. Let's try to think like Hugh Freeze right now. You inherit a mess. You try to work with it for a couple of weeks and months, and you recruit better, but it takes a while. What are you supposed to do? Just sit there and wait till the next recruiting class or go out and do some shopping? Tell me, what would you do if you were in Hugh's position?
I'd do the same thing, but I wouldn't go around and everybody think I'm going to win the national title the first year.
Are you an Auburn fan?
Absolutely.
Do you like what you see on the field right now?
No.
So
we
why
ain't got a quarterback.
Why are you begrudging him the opportunity to go get somebody better?
Well, I'm not. I'm just trying to say.
Well, I don't mean to be disrespectful. What are you trying to suggest?
I'm trying to say they're putting too much faith in people that can't play ball, getting rejected from another team.
Well, how do you know, though? Plenty of guys have gone to different schools, and it works out. I mean, I don't know what happened to the call, by the way. But I really don't understand that. I mean, so Freeze comes on here Friday. And he says, we're in the portal business. Yeah, that's not what you want to say. And then he tried to walk it back. But then again, what difference does it make what a coach says? It's what they do on the field. So ultimately, Auburn doesn't have much. There's no optimism for these quarterbacks. They're nice guys, but they're not going to win Auburn double digits. They're not going to beat anyone that matters. So I don't have a problem with what he said. I think at least he was honest about it. I didn't understand what that caller was getting at, though. He admits Auburn has a problem. Maybe did he just not like Freeze telling the truth?
He thinks them portal boys are rejected.
I kind of like Freeze telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Dave is up next in Florida. Hello, Dave.
Oh, enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm a drumline guy. I'm a college drumline guy. I played on the college drumline out west, and I live here in the south now. And I got to tell you, your sound bumpers for the show, you've got some kind of electronic drumline sound bumpers. As much as
yes.
I appreciate the homage to the drumline, you really, really got to use a real drumline for those recordings. And you may not know this, but every single band in the SEC has a world-class drumline. I mean, there's some of the best drum lines you'll find in our nation are right here in the SEC.
Dave, for those of us who are not percussive inclined, give us a primer on what you're talking about.
Well, what you've got right now is kind of a bumper that somebody has put together, like a drum line sample on like a Casio, keyboard from 1987.
Right.
Well, it's a good attempt.
I think it was done
terrible.
In 1987.
Probably. But why not use, hey, call up those bands. They'd be more than willing to send you a good professional recording of some of the street beats that these SEC bands are playing. They're really, really damn good.
So what would be,
you should feature them on the show.
What would be a good, just give us an idea of what a good sound would sound. I mean, I realize you can't really do it very, very well, but what are we talking about here?
Well, one where you would hear, there's three, four really major components of a drum line. There's your snare drums, there's your tenor drums, which are kind of like the tom-toms on a drum set, and then you've got these, you know, different size bass drums, and then you've got cymbals. Those are the four components of a drum line. And right now, the drum line music is really, really, yeah, it's a lot better than what you've got on some of those recordings out there. There's some really, really great drum line street beats out there. And it's far, far ahead of what you're sharing with the public right now. Let's get the real SEC drum lines out there for everyone to hear the difference.
And Dave, if we could only go to one drum line, where should we go?
The drum portal.
Bama.
Okay. Randy just mentioned it. I'll repeat what he said for those who don't have good ears. Is there a portal for drum lines? Tom is up next in Texas. Hello, Tom.
How are you, Paul?
Very well. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, I'm calling response to the Auburn fan talking about players in the portal being rejects. Well, look at the kid from Ohio State that wasn't getting to play, Jamison Williamson. He didn't look like – he's a pretty good reject.
What about Justin Fields a couple of years ago? He couldn't get on the field from Ohio State, from Georgia. He went to Ohio State, nearly won the Heisman. It happens every year.
Yeah, so I don't think the guy.
I mean, Oklahoma had two Heisman winners in a row, didn't they? That were transfers.
Yes, it was one quick thing. If you mentioned,
I mean,
the
problem
other day
for
about
Auburn is they just don't have a lot of talent, and that isn't really Hugh Freeze's fault. So he has to go out there and I mean, it's one thing if nobody else is doing it, but everyone else is doing it. So why shouldn't he? That's my response. Hey, thank you very, very much for your call. Fernando is up next. Hello, Fernando. What's up?
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Torreon, Mexico. We're in the north part of Mexico, and I'm a really Buckeye fan, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
All the time over here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Paul. Every year I watch college football, I always get the sense that, like, ESPN has, like, most of the market when it comes to commentators and rankings and stuff like that. So I think, like, do your producers actually tell you guys not to talk about Ohio State football?
No, Fernando. The reason we don't talk that much about Ohio State is that this program is specifically geared toward another league. It doesn't mean that Ohio State is forbidden. No one tells us what to talk about or what not to talk about. It's just a matter of choice. So if we had a million callers from Buckeye Land, we would take those calls.
No, I understand. I was referring more to like your whole program, not only your program SEC on the SEC network. I'm referring to the whole like schedule from ESPN and ESPN College. I always hear them talk about other schools like.
I'll tell you something, Fernando. Ohio State is mentioned a lot once we get to the college football playoff conversation. Here's the problem for Ohio State, if you want me to be blunt. The last 2 years, they have choked away the Michigan game, so they become less relevant than they were when they were beating Michigan. Now, this year, to Ohio State's credit, they managed to find their way back into the playoffs, and they played a beautiful game against Georgia for 59 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah, correct. That was a really disappointing loss, but, yeah. I mean, we were satisfied about the work from the guys there.
Yeah, very good effort, bad result.
Yes, correct. But I feel you guys like USC, on the example of USC. Most of your ESPN programs talked about the USC program going into the playoffs. And they pumped up the USC program, and almost if they would have lost to the Utah, they would have gotten into the playoff. And I think that they didn't deserve that.
Well, Fernando, I would argue that you're wrong, that ESPN talks a lot about Ohio State. They're one of the three or four biggest programs in the country. In fact, I would say this, Randy.
What's that?
I think Ohio State gets too much conversation. So that will be the last time we talk about Ohio State this year. And we're coming right back.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back. Jim is up next. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've just got a quick question. You got one caller that Jeff from Ohio, does he stand at the back of the room and yell at the phone?
No, I think he walks and talks. That's why I think he comes and goes. I think he's using one of those original 1982 cordless phones.
Oh, okay. And of course you do realize I'm not the Jim, the idiot from Tuscaloosa.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know. But, I knew that, Jim, the second you, because you sounded much younger.
My question is what's the deal? Is Texas A&M and Arkansas going to a different conference?
No. Where'd you hear that?
I saw something online that was saying that they were looking at making a move.
Jim. I got nothing wrong with you cruising the web. But do you believe everything you read?
No, I don't. That's what I was.
I mean, when you saw something like that, and I'm glad you called us because we are the answer men. But did you ever say to yourself, "There's no way this could be true"? Why would two schools leave the SEC?
I did say that. That's the reason why I was just calling and reaching out.
And where could they possibly go to live and luxuriate in a better world than where they currently are?
I understand it completely. I thought this is what this show was about. You calling?
Well, no, it is. But Jim, I'm just curious why somebody would put that out there. And in what form or fashion?
I don't know. I can't remember what the site that I saw that was saying it. Mm. But when I first saw it, I was like, you know, this can't be. So
was it on a news site? Was it on a blog? Was it on a message board? Was it?
I think it was on a message board.
Oh yeah. Oh well. Listen. I miss the old message boards. People don't realize 20 years ago, we didn't have Twitter. We didn't have social media. We had message boards, and there were people, Jim, who got fake accounts and would just put the most outlandish stuff on the internet, on, you know, if you're an A&M fan or an Alabama fan, whatever fan site. And then, you know, if you pay like $3 extra, you get to go to the insider page. And that's where you got all the trash. And I know they're still out there. I just don't look at them anymore. But we used to, during our program 20 years ago, I mean, we had those message boards up. And, I mean, I would have, like, our crew come in and say, hey, just says Alabama's going on probation. I go, where'd you hear that? It was on Tighter Inside.
Another thing
you have any idea who put it there? Red Dog put it there.
When I saw it, the first thing I did, because I had called in once before, and my fiance called in once before and was mad because you made her burn the bacon. I don't know if you remember
Jim,
that.
Jim, I do remember that. Let me thank you, though. You did the right thing, not burning the bacon, but you called us. We have the answers.
That's right.
And so does Pete Thamel. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.